Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
That's us. All right, guys. Welcome back to Life and Love. I'm your host, Q Speaks. So let me say thank you for tuning in today on this Saturday afternoon for a quick chat. Today's episode is Move, Get Out of the Way. I don't know what the weather is where you are, but it's a little gloomy for some, but rain for me is sunshine. And we're just going to smile all the way through every day because we're thankful to be here. All right? Again, let's talk. You know, when you become hungry enough, and that's any of us and all of us, for progress in your life, no matter which area of it, you will do whatever it takes to make it happen. So today's title, Move, Get Out of the Way, is in reference to two different types of blessing blockers. You have blessing blockers, or what I call negative holds from the outside, and you have blessing blockers that are in the mirror, which are us, right? So to just quickly and briefly touch on some things that I have learned and that I go through and deal with, so it's not like I haven't been where you are if you're struggling with this, and it will come a time where I will probably still battle again. So to talk about those things that hold you up on the outside, you not recognizing what that is holding up progress. And a lot of that can be, you know, the activities that you partake in. And a lot of the times we do things out of obligation. It's just very important that when we do things that we're not just doing them to appease other people, or that we're not overly obligated, and that's why. So to avoid feeling like I have to do this, I have to be somewhere, and that time that's being spent is taking away from you being conducive and productive on whatever projects that you have, or catching up on much needed rest and relaxation. Whatever that is, you really have to prioritize, and it's okay that you don't make it to every event. It's okay that you're invited but can't make it because you don't want to. It's okay to not make it because it's not your cup of tea, your style, or it's simply you have no time for it, and you would pay for it dearly in the long run if you make an accommodation for that. This is not to say that, no, you should not be there for your people who support you, because if you're not making it, you should really have a really great reason. I myself have been guilty of both. I've been guilty of just not attending, and I've been very guilty of I simply don't have that time because I'm spread so thin. Can't speak for anyone else, but I can tell you I'm very aware that there are only so many hours in a day, and what matters so much to other people and they see as super important may not be that way for you. So just try to be really conscious. Even if you don't make these events, express that, you know, I really want to be there if you do. You know, be honest and send your love and show ways, you know, and be supportive in any way that you can. So to not be there, just make sure that your people know that you love them, if you love them, and that you're trying to prioritize some things, and it's for the betterment of you. That's for the people who are always there for you, who always support you and show up. This is not for the people who just have nothing to do and are just trying to invade your life with their crap. This is for those, because doing for self requires no explanation, okay? Remember that. I just don't want people to forget that you should consider other people's feelings. Treat people the way you would want to be treated. That's all. But do not beat up on yourself when you cannot do, when it's not affordable for you, right? When it's way too expensive for you time-wise or pocket-wise. It is what it is. Just be real with yourself, and you'll sleep good at night. You have to also do these things without seeking approval, right? So that's why I say please. It stresses me out when people over explain themselves. It's not even necessary. So that was a mini little touch on people from the outside. You can't take every phone call. You get caught up and you don't reply to every text message. That happens. And again, if people are offended by you being swamped or not responding super quickly, those are not your people. You need to be surrounded by people who appreciate time the way that you do and who are just as busy as you are. They don't have the time to have an attitude about you not being available, okay? Remember that. Get with some people who are on the same page as you or where you're trying to go. They appreciate and understand you. It's the other ones that don't speak your language that give you the hard time. All right? Got it? Good. All right, so our show is pretty short today. Everything is going to be changing in August. We will have longer episodes, but I don't see why we can't pack a mean punch in 15 minutes and sometimes less. So we talked about blessing blockers from the outside. That used to be my biggest hang-up. I promise you, when I made a change, I became more productive. I just did. But then there was another opportunity for something to be in there and stress myself out. Way too short for this. And it was me. So that blessing blocker in the mirror. We have got to stop inviting negativity into our worlds by ways of our thoughts. We have got to stop thinking that the sky is falling. We have got to stop having conversations that don't provide solutions, but only they're only filled with complaints. We have got to stop doing things that are eventually going to result in a bad consequence, something that's going to tear down what we believe we're working hard to build. We have got to pause and stop letting every word that comes to our mind come out of our mouth, and then we got to not hold those words hostage in our minds because they become powerful too. We're having conversations with ourselves that we wouldn't want someone else on the outside to have with us. We have to really start treating ourselves like our own best friend. When we start doing that, you will see a lot of progress, and that's a big way for you to move and get the heck out the way and let God have it. Let him do his work. Because if you know you've been working on something, if you know that life has thrown something your way and you've done everything that you can in your power to make it better, or you've done what you can, period, you have to let it go. And if you don't have people around you that are saying, let it go, let God have it, and they're telling you, well, you got to keep going, and they're putting that pressure on you after you know you have done all, stop talking to these people. They shouldn't even know. Maybe they shouldn't know your plight. Everyone shouldn't know everything that comes your way. Every curveball that comes is not for you to get on the phone, hop on social media. Keep it between you and God, and keep it between people who you know maybe can't fix the situation, but they surely can make it a lot easier by praying for you and helping you claim your victory. You better wake up and get your people together, okay, and check yourself. That's what I do. That's what I had to learn how to do. Simple as that. We are our own worst enemy, but we should be our own best friends. We got to get out the way. I'm so thankful that my team is very small, but my team lets me know you're good. You're good. Let it go. I need that. I need that sometimes. Sometimes more. I need it a lot less now than I used to. Let me tell you, I have said it many times, I am my hardest critic. I'm tough. I'm tough on myself. I really am, because I have these expectations for self and my ideologies and everything. It's just, I'm looking at it from, it's in front of me, and I'm like, why am I not, it's not moving that way. It should do this. It should do that. When I'm not a pilot, I'm going to move over, and I'm going to be the co-pilot here. Because, see, I can't get to where I am without keeping God first. I don't know how you operate, but I know what works for me. And if you know like I do, you're going to keep God first. And only in that, and trusting that it will work out for the good, whether you, you know, that you're pleased with the outcome, with the results, the way that they turn out, in the end, it will all work out for the good. And you got to trust it, and you got to let it go, and you got to move on. You really have to do that. I have been the reason that I have had spikes in blood pressure and, you know, stressed out. I don't care how healthy you are. That stress will kill you. We got to let it go. No one should be having heart attacks and strokes in their 30s and 40s, 50s. That is not natural. That is not a natural cause. That is unnatural. That is you being in the way. I refuse to be the reason that I do not live a fruitful, productive, prosperous life. Period. The days are short. And our days are numbered, and we really need to remember that, and we need to make the most out of it. We get one day at a time to live. We don't get it back. We really don't. I hate when I have an argument. Yes, I said hate. That's a very strong word. I hate to be in strife and at odds. And it's worse if you go to sleep with no resolve. Don't do that. Drop it. It's not that serious. If any of you are in a relationship, I do not like that feeling of strife with your friends, with your family, with your mates. It's not good for the soul. Treat your soul better. I'm not going to go there with these people. You want to act out? You want to act ugly? You're not about to block my blessings. I'm going to let you have that because, see, it takes two to act ugly. I'm going to go the other way because that's how much I value me, my time, and what is before me. Move. Get out of the way. Other people may not be as hungry and as aware as you are and conscious of their blessings. Don't let that be you. You don't fall for it. It's a trap. Keep it moving. I'm going to love you from a distance. No, I cannot accept every invitation. No, I cannot answer every phone call. But if these people love you and you love them, you know, let them know you're busy. They understand you. If they know you, they understand. But the frivolous stuff that is taking up your time and you talking about, I can't get anything done, well, why is that? Because now you need to reevaluate how you prioritize your time. Put yourself on your calendar. We're going to talk about time management skills. We're going to talk about everything. You got to give yourself a break and you got to let God work. So, with that being said, that was our quick little point of moving, getting out of the way, paying attention to negative holes from the outside and the inside. It's going to be chats that we'll have continuously, but please know, none of this is without design. So every week, we're working up to the bigger things. So as July is coming to an end, we're getting revved up for August. Yes, August is where we have guests that are lined up to share their knowledge and expertise for succeeding in business and beginning with our thought process. More details to come. I think I mentioned last week we have some TED Talk speakers, some successful business people. We have authors. I have not mastered where I want to be, and no one knows everything. So some great resources that I feel I can benefit from. I know some of my listeners can benefit from. So I'm just trying to give. I'm trying to share some info. I'm trying to spread some light. And we're going to be good. There is also going to be opportunities for businesses to advertise. So please, any questions that you have, keep sending those letters because they're going to be answered all starting in August. Visit universaldeep.com for all inquiries and do subscribe so that you can stay in the know on me, Q Speaks, your girl, what's going on with life and love and other good stuff. So you can also hop over to Instagram and follow me daily for a daily gem of life goodness that will keep us moving and smiling. So, until next weekend, this is Q Speaks, and as always, it has been my pleasure to run my mouth and speak some goodness to you and share some love. So take that and be safe, blessed, and empowered. And remember, through all things, you are royalty. Talk to you later.